Hello, welcome to your Love Gram. This is Taylor Swift, The Best Day. This is, there's actually a video that is a love letter to Taylor Swift's mother, and it is Mother's Day here in the United States, and you may have seen, I sent out an email, a couple days ago, about Mother's Day, particularly, as you guys know, just a reminder that days like this, these, you know, I call them Hallmark holidays, right? Because they're sort of like those greeting card holidays. These kinds of holidays can be really fun and filled with celebration, right? So in this case, if you're, first of all, in the United States and you have a mom that you really love who's still alive, or you have children that you really love who are alive and you're spending time with any of these people that you really love, that can be just absolutely wonderful. And it's a beautiful thing, right? To celebrate our relationships in this way. And as I already wrote a lot about this, so that's not going to be the topic of today, but I just, as a small reminder that these kinds of Hallmark holidays, these kinds of days when there's a lot of hoopla going on around a particular kind of relationship, that there are also a lot of people who can feel left out, who could feel excluded from that joy. And it can almost be worse, right, than just a normal day. Let's say that someone's mom has passed away, whether it's recently or long ago. This day can bring up a lot of those feelings. Or someone who's had a child pass away, Mother's Day can obviously bring up a lot of pain. There are also just so many other circumstances that could be hard for people around a day celebrating mothers. You know, I have friends who really wanted to have children and they were never able to have children or to adopt. And I have friends who are estranged from either their children or their mothers. And while that's hard, right, we all know, like, there's difficult relationships between people and their mothers, and that can be brought up on a day like this. There's just all kinds of reasons why this may not be the most joyful day for people. And so, well, on one hand, I want to celebrate you. If you're someone who, like me, I'm very, very fortunate to have both a mother that I really, truly love and a son that I'm very close to that I love deeply. And I realize that those are huge blessings in my life. And if that's you as well, on either side, having a mom that you really love or children that you really love, I want to celebrate you. And I want to, you know, it is a day to celebrate, because it's a lot to be a mom. And it's a lot to be somebody's daughter or son. So I celebrate you. And I also remind you to take a moment out of the day today to think about, I'm sure, like me, you have people in your life who this might be a hard day for, and just to reach out to them. You know, it doesn't have to be a big deal. It could be a simple text just saying, it's Mother's Day and I'm thinking of you. I know you lost your own mom, whether it's recently or long ago, or I know that you're still grieving the loss of your child, and I just want you to know, and say their names, you know, if you know them. It's one of the things that in all of the times I've led grief groups or talked to people about grief, that, and I know for myself, right, like we want, when we're missing someone, we want to share stories about them, we want to say their name and make sure that they are remembered. So that, you know, again, I guess I have spent almost 5 minutes talking about that, even though I said that wasn't going to be the topic, but it's important. A part of our lives, having these connections and deepening our relationships, is really about always kind of thinking about the people in our lives, and we may be in one space, but always remembering someone else is in a different space. And it could be flipped, right? It could be that we're having a really hard time, and we also want to remember the people who may be celebrating. You know, one of the things I love to do on Mother's Day, if I know the children of the person, you know, I love to reach out and say something about their children that I really appreciate or love. You know, wow, you did a great job. You know, I see what a kind and generous person your daughter grew into, and I know that has a lot to do with you. So, you know, something as simple as that. So, and it may not even be Mother's Day where you are. You know, again, I realize that there are people all over the world who may be listening, and just to say to you that it doesn't have to be Mother's Day in order to reach out to someone and appreciate them, right? Or to acknowledge a grief they may be going through. The thing that that happened for me today is that when I was thinking about Mother's Day, and I already had sent out an email just a few days ago saying all the things I just said to you again, but I wasn't quite sure how to acknowledge this day or what to do with it. And then as I often do, you guys know this, I thought, well, it'd be fun to open with a song. What's a song for Mother's Day? And this Taylor Swift, let's listen to a little bit of it again, since it just came up again in my mind. This Taylor Swift song came up. It's a really sweet, it's such a sweet video. And I thank Ren, because I remember as I'm watching this, Ren, who's in my group coaching, had brought this to our group once. And it is very touching. There's video snippets from all of her younger days with her mom. And as well as, you know, it says underneath it that her mom goes with her on tour. And as I was watching this, I, of course, was thinking about my own mom, and it made me realize that maybe the thing that would be really fun to do today is to share with you. I know you've heard me talk about my mom frequently. I've shared little stories and different, you know, different aspects of who she is. And when it was her 80th birthday, a lot of you sent her birthday cards. We did a greeting card bonanza, and that was super fun. And I just have so much love for all of you who did that. You know, that stack of 250 some cards is still there at her home. And, you know, I look at them when I'm visiting her, and it's just absolutely wonderful that I feel as if she knows some of you and some of you know her, and that just means so much to me. And so I thought I would maybe do a more formal, I don't usually do, you know, usually I just kind of speak off the top of my head, but I actually spent a few minutes before I hit play. And I just thought of, you know, again, I didn't put a lot of thought into it, but just kind of off the top of my head, you know, what are the things that I've learned from my mom that I really appreciate about her and how they've impacted me? And it seemed like it would be something really meaningful to share with you, because then maybe you could be thinking in your own mind, like, what did I learn from my mom? And, you know, I think these things can be super helpful. And just an aside, even if, you know, some of the things that you learned from your mom were things that you really decided not to do, right? I don't have any of those on my list, but I'm well aware I did do something similar with my father, and there's a lot of things that I learned from him that actually were, you know, I really don't want to do this thing. I don't want to live my life in this way that he chose, and not to berate him or anything, but I'm just to say that those kinds of experiences can be just as helpful to us as we're reflecting, you know. So again, just I'm trying to be well aware that there's so many different kinds of relationships, and We're all just like, you know, in our own worlds with our various relationships. And I try to consider all the different possibilities. Of course, I don't always, but so what I want to share with you, some things I've learned from my mom. The biggest one that probably is not surprising to anyone is unconditional love. And there's a lot of talk in the world about unconditional love, but it's not easy. It's really not easy. And especially when you have a child, and I know this because I'm a mom myself, that, you know, there's often a tendency to wish that they would, you know, do a certain thing or choose a certain thing or, you know, and my mom has been always really, really great about allowing her children to make their own choices, and that she does have this, what feels like an unending well of love, no matter what we do, what we choose, where we go, what our careers are, how we think, you know. And she's got three children who are wildly different from one another, different political views, different religious views, different, you know, we all live in very different places and have different kinds of lives. And I'm just always in awe of her ability to just be there with love, no matter what. And two of the things I also wanted to say about that unconditional love that I've seen in my mom, she took care of her own mother. She brought her into her home when her own mother had Alzheimer's for the last, I think it was 8 or 9 years of her life. And they didn't have the closest, mom, if you're listening, I hope you don't mind I'm sharing this, but I think it's an important part of the story because it is the you know, truly where the unconditional love comes from, which is that it wasn't easy. That wasn't an easy choice. And it was one my mom made filled with unconditional love to take care of her own mother, despite a lot of the really difficult places that they had between them. And the other thing about unconditional love is that my mom has this wonderful philosophy that, you know, she doesn't ever like hold grudges against people if they don't visit her at certain times or every, you know, if it's a big gathering and someone can't make it. She just has, and I love this, she always says, you know, people visit when they can. And that's one of the things that I've really appreciated about her. I'm going to go a little bit faster. I'm not going to take that much time with everything, but that seemed like such an important one. The other thing about my mom is she loves surprise, and she's a master at things like sending packages, sending cards, slipping in $1, $2, or $5, or $20, you know, and saying, hey, you know, put this toward a manicure, or go buy yourself a treat, or, you know, I just love that. You know, when I've been there at her house, she'll come home from work with a bunny cake or some special treat that she'll surprise us with when we're watching a movie. Something, you know, like just simple surprises, but that there's such a delight in that. And talking about simplicity, this actually could have been the first thing, because this is one of the biggest things. And, you know, my name, my company is Simply Celebrate, and my mom is a master at simple joys. She really is. And I credit her with a lot of the ways that I've found joy in life through things that don't cost money, things that are like you've heard me talk about this before. And it's one of my favorite sayings from my mom. We'll sit out, bring a cup of coffee out on the porch, and she'll say, if you sit outside, nature will put on a show for you. And, you know, that's my mother's theater, right? She can sit outside and enjoy the occasional bunny that hops by, or the chipmunks, or the birds, or the leaves rustling in the trees. That simple but really profound joy. And the other thing I always think about my mom with joy is that we love to have, you know, these spontaneous dance parties. She'll put a CD on, and there's certain songs that, like, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy is one of them. And we'll just dance. And it's super fun. Sometimes we'll put on funny hats that I have stored up in my old childhood room. The next thing about my mom is encouragement. She is a huge encourager. Every newsletter I send out, she'll send a funny or, you know, uplifting note about it, you know, oh, I love that, or you go girl, or whatever, you know, and it's really beautiful. And there's a thousand other ways that she encourages not just her family, but everybody she meets, strangers who might mention to her something. She's always like, yeah, you know, you could do that. And, you know, how can I help? That kind of thing. She's a big encourager. And related to encouragement, I think, is this huge heart of generosity that my mom, again, like, I just mentioned that with strangers, but I can't tell you the number of times where somebody might, you know, need something and she'll hand them $5 or $10 or $20. And she's, you know, that's not like she's got a ton of money. It's really a place of generosity to give like that. And we were just joking last week about the number of plane tickets that she's bought her children to enable us to travel. And it's something that she doesn't do because of her own stress around travel. And yet she will always support everybody. We were just joking, you know, it's probably millions of dollars in plane tickets. Resilience, and I put / grit because she loves the word grit. My mom is really someone who's taught me so much about weathering hard times. And she does it, I think grit is a good word, because she does it with, she doesn't complain, you know? And I think that that's a huge thing, you know, that when she's gone through hard times, she just, you know, accepts, which is another one of my words, you know, acceptance. She never says like, why me? Why is this happening to me? Resourcefulness. I love that. My mom is super resourceful. One of our jokes is that when we were younger and we had a dog, she would just make dog bowls out of milk cartons. She'd cut off the top of the milk carton and have a plastic bowl, like something like that. Or if the pipes would be leaking, she'd duct tape them until the plumber arrived. She's just good like that. Like things to fix things or make things. My mom is a person who is really great with ritual. You know, I think about, there were years and years and years and years where in the summers when my son was little and up until even recently until closed, there was a amusement park called Conneaut Lake that we used to go to. And she'd always pack the cooler, you know, with certain foods and certain drinks. And we'd always sit out on the patio there, like just those beautiful rituals that it's like a tapestry that they sew, you know, when you have those rituals over and over. And then the 10th one was forgiveness. I think my mom is really, really great at, in fact, it's probably not even forgiveness, but it's the step before that she doesn't, it seems to me that she doesn't hold a grudge. She doesn't even ask for forgiveness. It's like, so that is an interesting, I just saw that word and I thought about that, you know, that it's her way to, it goes back to the acceptance word. So I know I kind of rushed through. Maybe what I'll do is, obviously this is what I'll do because you guys know this is what I always do. I'll write this up for my mom as well so that she has it in a form that's easier than listening to an audio over again. But this is another thing that obviously you can do for someone in your life, for your mom or someone who's like a mom, for a grandma, for an aunt, for a daughter, for a son, whatever. You know, things I've learned from you is a variation on the love list, and it's just a different way of expressing it or a different way of thinking about it. It might help us think of different things that we really appreciate, and it's a fun thing to do. I really enjoyed that this morning, and I hope that while I was saying these things, even though I'm telling you about my mom, I hope that you're maybe thinking, like, is that important to me? Is that something I want to pass down? Is that a way that I want to role model in my life, right? Is that something that, or what are the things that I would like someone to say that they've learned from me, right? So again, so for my mom, I said unconditional love, surprise, simple joy, encouragement, generosity, resilience or grit, resourcefulness, ritual, forgiveness, acceptance. But what are those things? Maybe right after you listen to this, make a list for yourself. If you could, which you can, choose the legacy that you're leaving, if you could choose how people think of you and remember you, you know, maybe you don't have to have 10, but what are three? You know, what are three things that you would love for people to think about when they think of you? So I hope that, I just thought of humor too. You know, I left, I'm going to have to add that there's going to have to be 11 because I do actually, it's one of the things I have learned from my mom is how to bring humor into especially hard situations. I don't know why that just dropped in, but I was thinking maybe that's something that a lot of people might hope to influence others with their humor. So I don't know, you know, if you do make a little list, send it to me, you know, just hit reply to this email. And I'd love to hear what comes up for you, or if there's something that you want to share about your own mom, or again, someone who's like a mother to you, that would be really fun. So I send you love. Oh, let's go back and hear a little tiny bit of music before we close this out. I just realized this is a little bit longer than usual. Sorry about that. I do try to keep them 15 minutes or so, but I guess this was a lot to say today. All right, sending you love. Bye-bye.